A late season black bear is shot and killed in Haines by police. And an inn that's been family operated in Gus Davis since the 1960s has been sold to a Southeast Alaska tribal government. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Haines police shot and killed a male black bear in a residential neighborhood Thursday morning. Authorities say its increasingly bold behavior included pushing on windows and doors of a crowded restaurant and peering into people's homes, causing officers to dispatch the animal. KHNS's Corinne Smith reports.
Haines Police Chief Heath Scott says his department had numerous calls about a particular black bear prowling around town.
November 1 until today, we've had approximately 50-plus calls. I think the final number is at 53. Most of those calls have been generated by the bear that was dispatched this morning at 11:07.
Scott was speaking just hours after the bear was killed on Thursday morning near 4th Avenue and Linwood Drive in the Haines town site. A male black bear was dispatched by Haines police officers. It is believed to be the third bear dispatched this year. A records request filed by KHNS with the police department on Thursday is pending. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says his agency worked with law enforcement to track the black bear. It was seen looking into the Old Field Kitchen restaurant in Fort Seward during a busy brunch time on Sunday and pushing on doors and windows and identifiable by its markings, including a wound over the right eye.
None of the agencies like to remove them, but when we do so, we like to make sure we get the right one. And in this situation, the pictures on social media, the bear is standing up and looking in the window. The picture is from the perspective of inside. And you can see it has a gash over its right eye, and it has some white markings that some people call it a chest blaze on it, on the front of its chest.
Koch said that particular bear's brazen and bold behavior was an indication it was dangerous. He says he received a call from a Haines police officer who located it on Wednesday.
The officer consulted with me last night about the bear that he was interacting with and tracking. I asked him if it had a wound over its right eye, and he said yes. Does it have the white markings? Yes. And so at that point, I said, I think at this point, we've exhausted our options. We've tried a lot of hazing and things like that, and the bear just continues to be bold and, time to dispatch the bear.
Neighbors raise concerns on social media about hearing multiple gunshots fired. But Scott says that his officers had to do what was necessary to put down a large animal humanely.
In this case, it was a fairly large animal, and the animal didn't perish immediately, is what I understand. Again, I haven't seen the reports. I'm going to look at the reports in writing to find out. But this is not unusual for a larger animal.
Chief Scott said it's not so unusual for bears to be active this time of year, but this bear was reported to be underweight, meaning it was likely desperate for food.
I understand the emotion around the subject, and all attempts regarding this specific bear were made to haze this, to move it along, and they were done over a fairly extended period of time. When the bear starts engaging in behavior that causes life and safety issues and becomes a public safety nuisance, we have to intervene.
Last year, 30 bears were killed by agencies in and around Haines after a combination of a poor berry harvest, lackluster salmon runs, and other factors caused bears to wander into town and break into people's homes and vehicles in search of food. Chief Scott said he wants to reassure the public that his department only kills bears if they are a clear threat.
In this set of circumstances, we were able to slow things down, and we didn't see any behavior changing. When they start to create public safety hazards, we have to take the time to communicate between agencies and make a decision.
He added that authorities in Haines are aware of one brown bear and at least one other black bear in town and urged the public to secure their garbage and any attractants around their property. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
The owners of the Gus Davis Inn sold their inn after a run of 41 years. It's been for sale for a couple of years, but the Hoona Indian Association recently bought the property, giving the Hoona Tlingit a foothold in their homelands. KTOO's Lindsay Brolini reports.
Gus Davis is a gateway to visiting Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve, so the community gets a lot of tourists in the summertime. And one of the few places they can stay while visiting the park is the Gus Davis Inn. The Lush family have owned the Gus Davis Inn since 1965, when Jack and Sally Lush bought it. Their son David Lush and his wife Joanne took it over in 1980. And a lot has changed since then. At first, there wasn't any power, no roads or phone service in Gus Davis. Joanne Lush says it wasn't easy running the business back then.
Having a small business in a town like that is about being nimble and adaptable. You anticipate and you plan ahead, and then you try to make it work when things happen.
They're going to miss the guests the most, but Lush says they're looking forward to having their first summer off in 40 years. And she's glad the Hoona Indian Association is taking the place over.
We're excited about the tribe having a place to call home in their homeland.
Robert Starbard is the tribe's tribal administrator and chief executive officer. He says that's the tribe's main reason for buying the inn, for the Hoona Tlingit to have a place in their homelands.
We've never actually had a claim for a sustained physical presence there since the Little Ice Age, and this is part of correcting that.
He says the tribe started looking at buying the inn back in 2019. The pandemic put discussions on hold. In late spring this year, the tribe started negotiations again and eventually bought the property. Starbird says the inn will be quite different from when the Lushes ran it. They plan to focus more on cultural tourism.
A place where the interpreters can bring clients to experience the richness of the Tlingit culture outside of the confines of the park.
And they want to expand. The building will give the tribe the infrastructure it needs for other projects in the area, like sustaining the tribe's clan house, holding culture camps, and providing job opportunities for tribal citizens. Starbard says the tribe wants its citizens to be able to take jobs at the National Park Service and work in Glacier Bay in the summer.
We're hoping to develop some small housing on the property that will give the ability for our tribal citizens to take jobs with the park to be able to get back and forth to and from Hoona.
Starbard says one of the hardest parts of being in Gus Davis is the isolation, which is why the tribe wants to create daily ferry service from Hoona to Gus Davis, so citizens won't be so isolated from their home. The tribe is aiming to have its Gus Davis operation ready by the 2023 season, but that's not a firm date. Starbird says they've got to build their boat, have it go through trials, and be delivered.
And because of the unknowns of this upcoming season with COVID, COVID variant still very much wandering around the countryside, the crystal balls that we're all operating with are very opaque.
Despite the uncertainty on the timing, Starbird says when the inn does reopen, it will be an economic engine for the tribe. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.
For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.